Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks.
The president says increasing accountability for bank managers is the best way to prevent mismanagement in the future. So today he's asking Congress to give bank regulators new powers to impose fines and claw back compensation from bank managers when their banks fail.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says the president also wants to bar executives from working at another bank. Recent bank failures are roiling the stock market. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest.
1 week after a run on the bank caused Silicon Valley Bank in California to fail, the bank's parent company is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. SVB Financial says it's no longer affiliated with Silicon Valley Bank following its takeover by the FDIC. The stock market opened sharply lower Friday with investors dumping bank stocks following the failures of SVB and Signature Bank in New York and concerns over other regional banks.
The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The court says this warrant is because of Putin's alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. It calls it an unlawful deportation, and he bears the responsibility for the war crime.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick. The White House is wary over reports Russia's president will be hosting his Chinese counterpart in Moscow next week.
The White House says it worries that when Xi Jinping goes to Moscow next week, he'll urge a ceasefire in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a cessation of hostilities now would solidify Putin's gains in eastern Ukraine.
Effectively, the ratification of Russian conquest.
Kirby says the White House hopes Xi also reaches out to Volodymyr Zelensky to get the Ukrainian side of the story. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
YouTube has restored Donald Trump's access to his account. He had been barred from posting any new videos. Political analyst Larry Sabato weighs in on that decision.
Part of it is understandable. You can't restrict just one presidential candidate, as exceptional as Donald Trump is in terms of inciting violence. Now, if he does it again, if he incites violence again, then I think the pressure will be on YouTube and Twitter and other social media to take Trump off again.
For more than 2 years, Trump had more than 2.5 million followers on his YouTube account. In New York City, thousands line Fifth Avenue for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York. It bills that parade as the largest and oldest in the world. This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Watching my favorite movies and TV shows is my happy place. And Pluto TV makes it even happier because it's free. Stream all you want and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never, Pluto TV.
Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I'm Jenny, senior designer for Cleo and Wolf, and this is Behind the Designs with Boot Barn. Cleo and Wolf is a vintage-inspired, effortless collection with a country sensibility. Each design is thought out and crafted so that it becomes a special staple in her wardrobe. Even if it's just an article of clothing, there's so much meaning to that. In her most authentic, natural state is where her beauty and her confidence lives. Cleo and Wolf, only at Boot Barn.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced legislation earlier this week to address the growing issue of forever chemicals increasingly being found in private groundwater wells in Wisconsin. The Healthy H2O Act would help small communities that are reliant on private wells and groundwater. The legislation would provide grants for water testing and assistance to purchase systems to remove or significantly reduce PFAS and other contaminants. The Wolf Management Plan in Wisconsin to see changes. The new DNR Secretary, Adam Payne, said the agency will revisit wolf population metrics. Wildlife managers will make a decision on the sustainable wolf population based on biological and social science. Republicans are floating a bill to set a statewide population goal for wolves. Some say the goal of 350 set back in 99 should be the standard. Current wolf population is estimated at 1,000, and wolves are under federal protections. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 23. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow showers, lows level off around 12. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for snow showers, high temperatures reach up to 24. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Oh, I did it, everybody.
You did it. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. Evan having a lot of fun there on the board. We appreciate him doing everything he's doing on the ones and twos to make sure that this show goes out across the state of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on St. Patrick's Day. If you got a St. Patrick's Day story, we want to hear it. That is a tangent today. We want to know what is going on out there across the state of Wisconsin on St. Patty's Day. If you're drinking some green beer or having some Guinness or corned beef and cabbage, whatever it may be, we would love to hear from you on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Breaking news earlier today, after serving more than four decades as the state's Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette announcing his retirement effective today. The resignation letter was not dated, apparently, Evan, so I'm very curious to know how long this may have been in the works, and we can talk about that as well here.
I mean, people plan ahead for this stuff.
Yeah.
I'd go as far as to say the election was, you know, obviously really important. That was sort of his goal, right?
Well, and Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, and I were kind of kicking it around as we were passing through here in the Waukesha studios. It was a very close margin for the Secretary of State's race.
Yeah.
It was
like only his name got him over that finish line.
Yeah, the total votes according to Ballotpedia.com, and I believe that this is kind of one of those, it's not the official one, but it's the one that popped up first and the easiest to access. Only 7,400 votes separating Doug LaFollette and his challenger, former state representative Amy Loudenbach, last November. So it was way closer than the governor's race. It was way closer than the Senate race ended up being, the U.S. Senate race. It was the final race called for statewide races last November. So the ramifications there, and former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski appointed effective tomorrow by Governor Tony Evers. Sarah Godlewski will be the next Secretary of State here in Wisconsin. If you've got thoughts on that, we'd love to hear it too. We've got some Shades of Green stories. We're keeping an eye on the Aaron Rodgers watch, as well as Illinois reporting how many tax dollars it received from Wisconsinites going south of the border and purchasing recreational marijuana. We'll dive into that number. It may surprise you. It is a large dollar amount. But before we head over to those headlines and tangents, let's get some from the phone lines. We've got Gary in Sussex calling in. Gary, it's been a while. Do you got a St. Patrick's Day story, or what is your tangent for us on this Friday afternoon?
Well, St. Patrick's Day doesn't mean too much to me, except for my cousin. It's her birthday, so I called her up and wished her a happy birthday. I see that, you know, usually they got these leprechaun movies. These guys got the big fangs, and they're killing people like crazy. So to me, it's like, I don't know. I'm not a big St. Patrick's person, but
not a big
I
fan.
Do want to wish you guys St. Patrick's. No, not really. There's other better days, but I know that down in Chicago they do the river green and everybody drinks green beer and that stuff like that. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys, regardless.
Absolutely, happy St. Patrick's Day today to you as well.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, you mentioned before about things that have gone away that you wish came back.
I do like the
McRib when it comes back. I eat it. I know. I guess you don't like it. But the thing that I miss the most out of everything is that Taco Bell. They used to have these things called apple empanadas.
Uh-huh.
I love those things, and they cut them out. I don't know why they did, but I love them. Did you ever have a apple empanada from Taco Bell?
Yeah, a number of years ago. It's been a really long time, I feel like, since those ones have been off the menu. But why is fast food the first thing coming? See, there was a local taco joint in Madison that was one of my favorites, Gary, and I think about those tacos all the time. It is no longer in business, but if I could bring one, I guess here it would be a food item instead of a beer. If I could bring one thing back, it would be like the chunky beef. It was like fall apart beef, but it came in chunks in the tacos, and it was so good. And that would be what I bring back. I don't know about it if there's any necessary fast food items that I'd be dying to resurrect to the fast food menus, though.
Well, the thing is, the other thing I miss, and I don't drink alcohol, even though I'm 71 years old. I just choose not to. When I married my wife, she said there's no drinking in this family. Her parents were alcoholics and her grandpa was alcoholic. She said it stops with us. So I said, okay, fine, no more drinking, you know. But what I do miss is, as far as soda, they used to have, I think it was Pepsi with lemons. And so when I go out to have dinner or something like that with my wife, I always order a Pepsi or a Coke with, like, two slices of lemon. I squeeze it in. I love lemons and a cola. Have you ever tried that at all?
I have not tried that.
It's very good. It is.
I have not. No. Maybe with a lime. I mean, my mind immediately goes to maybe a rum and coke. But if you've cut out the alcohol, you don't do the Cuba Libres.
Yeah.
But that would be my first thing. I mean, citrus in the cola that way works out really well. So I can definitely maybe understand the appeal. We appreciate your phone call, Gary. Hope you have an excellent weekend and enjoy the festivities. Even though not a big guy for St. Patrick's Day yourself, I hope you have a great day. Up next on the phone lines, we got Joe in Madison. Joe, what's on your mind this St. Patrick's Day? You got a tangent for us or a St. Patty's Day story?
Well, a tangent, actually. You guys have been focusing on beer, and I wanted to expand the recreational items to include weed a little bit. And I think this could probably serve as a setup for the stats that you want to give about Illinois and what they may have accrued from Wisconsin people. And that has to do with some buddies went down to Beloit this morning to purchase some weed, and they were stunned at the number of people from Wisconsin in the parking lot, number one, and the number of people who were there to fulfill, to get themselves some marijuana. And they said that the place that they had gone to just across the border now has so many people that they've expanded into another joint building or nearby building so that they have a warming area or a waiting area because they were beyond the capacity of number of people who could be in the store at any one time that they wanted. And I thought, what are we leaving on the table when you have an extra building described as their warming building? And it was interesting to me because two of the people who went down, one is someone I know who needs some hip surgery, and the other has osteoarthritis pretty bad. So there are medical reasons why they'd be helped by that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I looked, and there was a quote from Robin Voss saying something along the lines of, for people who have chronic illnesses, you know, I'm very sympathetic, and quote, I'd love to find a way to get this across the finish line. Okay, now you tell me how the speaker, of the majority speaker, cannot get something like this across the line. I mean, you assemble your people and you vote, get them to vote for it, and there you go. How hard is this to get marijuana legalized in the state. It's happened for 23 other states, as I understand. All around us, the states have some form of legalization of marijuana. Where is this deal where I'd love to get this across the finish line? Just do it. You know, just do it.
He is a very busy man. The leader of the state assembly is a very, very busy man, Joe. He's working very hard by making sure that nothing gets done. Is what his task has been. He made sure that there was no legislation or no legislative debates, discussions, anything. No floor votes after the first week of March last year. They took the month of February off this year for voting on things in the legislature. They came back this week to debate whether or not they should ban bans on conversion therapy and whether or not they should force school districts in Madison and Milwaukee to take armed officers into their schools after those communities decided they no longer wanted armed SROs or school resource officers in their school buildings. And those are the priorities that Robin Voss has. He has very little interest in all actually delivering things that Wisconsinites want. And the number, according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the number of tax dollars that Illinois, the state of Illinois, has collected off of marijuana sales in Illinois to Wisconsin residents, $36 million, according to this reporting by the Journal Sentinel last year alone. So $36 million that could have come to Wisconsin. We also have a giant surplus right now. So it's not like this. It has to be specifically for the need of tax revenue. But that is $36 million that will not go to government objectives here in the state of Wisconsin now to deliver things like Republicans say we don't have the funds for, even though we have a $7 billion surplus, like school lunches. For universal school lunches for public schools, you could take the $36 million and fund those programs right there, Joe, and you could offset that with a sales tax on marijuana. Obviously, the demand is there. Wisconsinites are going across the border and purchasing it, and that is all tax revenue that is just not coming back to our state because of politics, because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Republican lawmakers saying, no, we're not going to do that, even though Wisconsinites want it.
Bad times.
Yeah.
Sad times. I wish we could get it. Wish we could get that done. Anyway, keep hitting on that. It's a very fascinating stat. So, and cheers to you all. I raise my glass. Take care.
Fantastic, Joe. Cheers to you as well. Have an excellent weekend. We really appreciate your phone call. You can be like Joe, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can share a tangent with us, whether it's your favorite St. Patrick's Day memory, or if you've got a input on what you would like to bring back, like Ale Asylum bringing back, or Ale Asylum's beers being brought back by Carbon 4 Brewing in Madison. We are going to get some of those very, very excellent recipes brewed once again here in Wisconsin. Hopalicious returning to the Carbon 4 Tap Room as soon as next Wednesday. Or you can share your thoughts on this story that Joe alluded to, the marijuana sales to Wisconsinites in Illinois, bringing in $36 million in revenue. It is a headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Illinois collected $36 million in taxes from Wisconsinites for marijuana, new report says. And it is just wild to think, reading from the piece by Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin is in the minority of states whose lawmakers have not legalized marijuana use in some form. 37 states have medical marijuana programs, including Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has proposed legalizing marijuana three times. Three times the current governor has proposed it. But Republican lawmakers who control the state legislature have rejected the idea. It appeared at the start of the new legislative session that began in January that GOP legislative leaders were changing course and moving closer to creating a medicinal marijuana program in Wisconsin after years of opposition to the idea, but the effort quickly stalled. And so there is hope that things can change here in Wisconsin. We're never going to give up hope. But it is currently a certain set of actors in the state of Wisconsin that are preventing this from occurring. The governor that has been twice elected now, he is starting off his second four-year term, was elected with advocating his support for this legalization of at least medicinal, if not recreational, trying to find some common ground with the Republican lawmakers. Wisconsinites want it overwhelmingly. More than 60% of Wisconsinites polled over and over and over again, according to the Marquette University Law School poll, have supported programs like medicinal and recreational marijuana here in Wisconsin. And if you look, I'd have to pull up the Forward Analytics report, Evan, but did you see this one? It dropped within the last couple weeks as well. But a majority of Wisconsinites ages 18 to 35, I believe, live within an hour of a legalized...
of a legal state where they can hop in the car. Yep, that's right.
You can drive within an hour. I want to say it was by Forward Analytics over the numbers arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. But there are Wisconsinites that are individuals that want... And they're the ones. Their tax dollars going to Illinois and
they're willing to take the risk.
And Michigan. Yeah. And yeah, they're willing to go across the border and purchase these things. And it's about time Wisconsin takes advantage of it as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment and then the weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day. 844.
Imagine working with a lender that pays you. Egg Country Farm Credit Services is paying out a 1% cash dividend to members on all eligible 2022 business. That payout totals a record of more than $83.5 million. That's the power of the cooperative. To learn more about our cash dividend program, contact your local Egg Country office. Egg Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the places on social media at Civic Media, and you at Civic Media US are some of the handles. You can check those pages out. Stay up to date with us on those socials all the time. You can also follow this fine program on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can share your tangents with us in tweet version, or you can do it on the phone, 844-967-2789. Hearing that Alan Stone song can mean one thing. It is the final segment of the week before the weekend. If you want to share a St. Paddy's Day story or any of the other number of tangents that we've discussed here on this fine program, 844-967-2789. You can be like Angie down in Monroe. Angie, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
I just want to mention, I mean, you're saying $36 million just from Illinois. And we got to times that by the other two states. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's almost, $1 million. And that, I don't know, I just also wanted to mention that I personally buy mine off-grid. So that does not count that either. I'd rather buy it, you know, through the store, because then you can get, you know what you're getting. And, you know, it's just much safer that way. But sometimes you can just, you know, get it off grid. And I don't know. And I would rather grow it. It would be so nice. I mean, it's like tomatoes. I mean, why can't we grow it like our tomatoes, you know?
Well, here in Wisconsin, as an agriculture state.
You know what that could do for medicine.
Yeah, as an agriculture state, what we could do for Wisconsin with growers and everything. And the Republicans started to warm up to that. Hemp is now Evan, you'd have to. I don't know all the details, but I think you know a little bit more with what can be grown now in northern Wisconsin. Because I know some of our friends with CBD shops around the state now say that their CBD is grown and processed here in Wisconsin.
Unfortunately, it's all loopholes, though. It's sort of these little gaps in the legislation that let stuff like Delta 8, you know, our wonderful neighbors over at Herbal Aspect.
Yeah, shout out to Alan Robinson.
It's always sort of on the edge, you know? It wouldn't take very much to sort of make that entire industry in Wisconsin collapse, and it's not great, you know? We got to support our local businesses.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot that could be done, and we appreciate your phone call, Angie. And there are many things that could be done in this sector, and it just seems that Republicans here in Wisconsin, at least elected officials, now when I say Republicans, I'm not trying to say Republican voters, because the Republican voters in a lot of regards also support legalizing, at least medicinally, if not recreationally, to some degree here in Wisconsin. And so it's not that it's Republican voters are the ones dragging their feet and digging in their heels on this. It is elected officials. It is Republican members of the state legislature that refuse to actually compromise and coordinate and work with Tony Evers as the democratically elected governor of this state, and they don't want to give him any wins. They play politics in every aspect that it can be played, and they refuse to try. Compromise is a dirty word to Robin Voss. He feels if it is not his idea, it's not happening. And for some reason, he's hung up on having toll roads like Illinois, but he refuses to do things like Illinois that Wisconsinites want, like working to legalize marijuana here in our state. Because, yeah, as Angie pointed out as well, $36 million in tax revenue. That's not $36 million of marijuana that was sold. It was $36 million in taxes on that sold marijuana. And that is just the state of Illinois. Our neighbors in Minnesota, our neighbors in Michigan have now done this as well. And so there are Wisconsinites that are going all around the state. Not the Iowa border, because I believe Iowa is very dug in like Republican elected officials here in Wisconsin, and they're not making any changes on this either. But you can go to Minnesota, you can go to Michigan, you can go to Illinois, and you can purchase this legally, and all of those states are benefiting from having these markets. And so it absolutely should be legalized here in Wisconsin, and there's no reason for us to be missing the boat on this one.
Let's be real. It's medicine, you know? It feels pedantic, almost, to have this conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, because we just need
it. Yeah, but we have to keep having the conversation, because if we don't, a lot of folks out there just won't know what the state of Wisconsin is missing out on. So when reports like this one out of Illinois come down that alone in their state, they receive $36 million in tax revenue off of Wisconsinites' purchases down there, it absolutely should be talked about. One of the final notes, the other shades of green that we could talk about in the sporting world, Milwaukee Bucks, unfortunately not getting it done last night against the Indiana Pacers at home at the Pfizer Forum, kind of fell apart during the third quarter, which was very unfortunate. Team looked really good in the first half, but could not sustain that into the second half. Indiana started hitting a lot of threes. Bucks gave up about 49 points in the third quarter, I believe, 48 or 49 points. And Brooke Lopez was obviously missing in his defense. And it was very funny. Evan, are you at all keeping an eye on the MVP race for the NBA? Is that...
Not so much. No, no. We live in different worlds.
I understand that one. But it's a very hotly contested NBA race for MVP right now this year. Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, like all of these guys. There's Jason Tatum's got a case. There's a lot of cases that could be made for who the MVP is. And sitting down with The Atlantic earlier this week, Giannis was discussing who in his mind was the MVP. And it's very funny. The day after this article comes out, it came out yesterday. And the day after the Bucks lose pretty heavily, Pacers kind of right on the bubble of playoff berth. They're fighting for a spot in the play-in games for the NBA. But Giannis was telling this sports journalist at The Athletic, talking about how the criteria for MVP just keeps changing. Is it the most efficient? Is it the highest scoring? Is it the most valuable? And then Giannis goes on a tangent and says, well, if it's the most valuable, Brook Lopez is the MVP of the league. And
yeah.
Brook is in consideration for defensive player of the year. He's got the highest amount of contested shots. He's got the second highest blocks for the season. And it is just very comical that the day Brook sits out last night is the same day that Giannis in this article was saying how Brook is the MVP, and he was missing on the team, and they lost by double digits. And so Bucks will be back in action on Sunday. But that is what I'm keeping an eye on. There's another couple shades of green between Green Bay and New York, but we'll just have to keep an ear out if anything's happening in that. But we'll get some Aaron Rodgers updates once they come. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really enjoy being here in the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM and across Civic Media all this week. Have an excellent St. Patrick's Day. Have an excellent weekend. If you miss any portion of the show, check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. We'll be back on Monday at 2. Talk to y'all then.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.